Good evening, Chicago. How are you? So good to see you. You look fantastic. You've been keeping well? You just about done with winter? It was really lovely this morning, then that wind came in off the water, and holy crap, it got cold out there. But we are so pleased to be here. You have a beautiful city, and we have a fun show planned for you tonight. Sarah and friends, basically, instead of having opening acts, I want to force all of you to sit through some great music that I love and respect. We've got some great songwriters up here. And I'm going to be introducing them to you very soon. Also, we have, I'm doing some Q&A, which is really fun. I have these in-ear monitors, which makes it really hard for me to hear when questions are yelled at me, or comments or whatever. So I thought, how do I get you guys more engaged? So I put a little box at the merchandise table and little pads of paper, and you can pretty much write any question that you want for me or anybody else who's up here. And it comes in a hat at my piano, and a couple of times throughout the set, I will pull some questions out and answer them for you. And that's proven to be pretty entertaining. Anonymity is a powerful thing. People tend to be a little more cheeky. So that's a lot of fun, but we'll get right back to some music for now. This is the first single off my latest record, Laws of Illusion. This is called Love and Music.
Shades.
A short while ago, I've got some great songwriters up here with me. I'd like to introduce the first of the evening to you, over here to my left, the incredible Butterfly Boucher. Good evening. I've got a couple of songs for you. I'm going to play you one of my last album, my most recent album, which is called Scary Fragile. It's a song. It's just a song. Yeah. It's that simple. No, it's a song about, it's a love song with a twist. One, two, three, go.
Cause what could I that? Oh, thank you. Oh, I actually heard that didn't suck, which was complimented in a funny way. That's awesome. Thank you. I got another one for you. This is a traveling song. It's called Another White Dash, and apparently some radio stations never played it because they thought it was about cocaine. But I can assure you, it's not. It's a traveling song. It's about the road and certain white dashes on it. All right. Hi. I'm back. Normally, at this point in the show, I would be introducing the second act, Melissa McClellan, but she can't really sing tonight at all. So we're making her play guitar twice as hard.
So I'm just gonna get right into my next song. Love, uncontrolled, overwhelming, unconditional, or so you think.
Choosing not to
People have been referring to my latest record as the divorce record. I don't know, it's true. It is full of songs about that kind of thing. What I like to affectionately refer to now as the Big Bang. Discovering at 40 that I was alone with two small kids, something I never signed up for. But what a shock. You know, when you sort of plan your life out. What's that? What'd you say? FM? Oh, thank you. That was very sweet. Very protective of you, thank you. But it's really interesting when you know, my life was very set. You know, I had checked off a lot of big boxes, got married, had the kids, had the house, had a great job. Loved life, everything was great, and then the bottom sort of fell out. It was a complete shock to me, so I really had to spend a lot of time picking up the pieces, and thank God for songwriting, because it was incredibly cathartic for me to be able to get some of the storm that was in my head out and create some semblance of understanding of it through songwriting. This next one is actually the very first song that I wrote when I was still in serious denial about the fact that it was over, and I was trying to think of ways that I could fix it, because I'm a fixer. I don't like quitting, I don't like losing, I don't like not trying to make it work, so I did lots of soul searching there, and this next one is all about that. Love has taken me for a fool, got not in time to say. Oh, Answer a few. What are you going to do? going to ask. In your opinion, can you feel the energy of each audience and how do they differ? Absolutely. Yes. God, if I can't feel the energy of the audience, I'm doing something really wrong. But no, I feel you profoundly, and that's part of the joy of singing live, in particular for me, because I feel it's an amazing connection that happens. You know, I kind of just go off into another world, but we're all in it together, and we all sort of become one in that space, and it's quite beautiful. And I think that's the greatest gift that music has to give, is that sense of connectedness. You know, when you hear a song that moves you and resonates with something within you because you feel like the person who's singing to you gets it, or gets you, or vice versa, or it's just a mood that just transports you. It's powerful stuff, so yes. And you know, audiences do differ. North American audiences are pretty similar. Japanese audiences, oh, poor Japan. I've been thinking so much about them the past couple days. It just breaks my heart. They're very reserved and subdued. I've just been, I don't know why they came to my mind, but they've been on my mind a lot. But very polite. It's kind of like playing in a library in Japan. It's very polite. But I find Americans a little rowdier. And you have, who went to the St. Patty's Day Parade today? I see your beads. Now, is that the show your boobs beads thing, or is that a different kind of thing? That's different, because they look like the Mardi Gras beads. You didn't show your boobs to anybody? Good girl. Oh, Sarah, who is the best kisser in the band? You know, me. That's right. What did I think about that? Thank you. I've not, in that capacity, kissed any of these people like that. Though I might have thought of it once or twice. Is there anything that you want to accomplish or try that you haven't yet? Gosh. I'm one of those kind of live in the moment people, and I don't tend to think too much ahead about what I want to. I feel like I've accomplished so much. I have no idea of what I was going to accomplish, and I feel so thrilled and honored that I've been given the opportunities that I have. I'd like to learn another language. That's certainly high on my list. I would like to travel to every continent in the world. There's a lot of them I haven't been to yet. Accomplishments. I want to keep writing really good music. I want to continue to grow and change and continue to excite and engage. That would be a good accomplishment for me. Hi, Sarah. Is that guy here right? Sheryl Crow's guitar player? Yes, I stole him. Mr. Peter Stroud. He's played with Sheryl for years. And I got him. How do you come up with a name for your albums or CDs? I traumatized myself for months before and during the process of making the record, trying to come up with something. And usually it just happens at 2 o'clock in the morning. It just sort of comes to me out of nowhere because I don't, you know, I try not to think about any grandiose themes because there usually aren't. It's just, you know, except for this last record. Not that they're grandiose themes, but certainly there is a continual theme on the record of growth and change and pain and rebirth and optimism. And I think I was thinking a lot about illusions, the fact that I had built up this massive illusion around what I thought my life was. And the joke is that there are no laws. It's anarchy. And you just have to, you know, search blindly through it to try and find your way. So I kind of like that title. But Yes. Are there any other instruments that you play besides guitar and piano? Why are you laughing? Oh, no! I gotta start practicing. That is really fun, but it's kind of exhilarating now. I'm all kind of wound up. Yes. Oh, you're so welcome. She said thank you for my voice for animals. I kind of joke about it, but I feel a bit like the Sally Struthers of the 21st century, you know.
I need the puppies.
But I tell you, it works like a hot damn. That ad, I think, has garnered over $30 million for the ASPCA. Pretty amazing. Let's see, we have some animal lovers in the house. All right. Well, I'm going to thank you so much for the questions and for the humiliation, and I'm going to get back to what I actually know how to do and sing you songs.
Heaven bends, take my hand and lead me through the fire. Be the long-awaited answer to the long and painful fight. And truth be told, I tried my best, but somewhere along the way, I got caught up in all there was to offer. The cost was so much more.
They turn their heads embarrassed, pretend that they don't see. It's
one misstep, one slip before you know it. Doesn't seem a way to be a dream. Oh, I've tried.
To tell about Melissa, who has no voice tonight, but she and her husband took a trip to Uganda, right? Yeah, to go visit her sponsored child. They are sponsoring children through World Vision, who is here tonight. And you know, I feel embarrassed even telling the story. I could talk to you about my association with World Vision, maybe that's easier. In 1992, they took me to Thailand and Cambodia to help shoot a documentary film based on the work they were doing over there, trying to raise money and awareness, particularly with youth. And coming from a pretty conservative, middle-class Canadian upbringing, I was incredibly shocked by what I witnessed over there, and came back with an incredible sense of gratitude for all the things that I had taken for granted in my life up to that point. And it's really, it changed me profoundly. It's really continued to inform me in every decision that I make, the idea that I am so lucky and so blessed coming from where I do and having the opportunities that I've had. I just really wanted to give back, and that's been a big part of why I do that. And World Vision is actually here tonight, and they have a booth, and you can choose to sponsor a child if you like. Melissa's CD, though you can't hear her beautiful voice, you can have one of her CDs for free if you sponsor a child. And she's got an incredible voice. It's a shame you can't hear her right now. But anyway, they're out there, and I just wanted to tell that little story because, you know, it's important. And this next song is sort of about that idea of giving back and recognizing that though there are so many things wrong in the world, it's important not to feel paralyzed because one person, you know, I think we all have gifts that are unique to us that can inspire and encourage and create change. And power is in numbers, individually and together. I think we can make a huge difference. So that's what this next one's about.
The world is on fire, it's more than I can handle. Tap into the water, I try to bring my share. Try to bring more than I can handle. Bring it to the table, bring what I am able. Cross o'er these dark pages, not alone in these dark pages. The light is falling amongst the living and the dying, and I'll try to hold it in. Yeah, I'll try to hold it in. The world is on fire, it's more than I can handle. Tap into the water, try to bring my share. I watch the heavens, but I found the core. monocular sun. Straight from the straight line on the shoreline. The more we take, the less we become. Far to the one man.
Pressing questions, make sure you go to the merch booth. World Vision is out there also if you'd like to sponsor a child. We'll see you in a few minutes. Thank you. Hi. We're back. I'd like to introduce to you now, on my left, Mr. Luc Doucette.
Good evening. As Sarah mentioned earlier, Melissa would normally be singing songs throughout the show, and she can't sing, which is really sad, because she's spectacular. And I am biased, because she is my wife, but she is truly spectacular. She usually introduces this song. It's a song that I wrote many years ago, and then Melissa took it and improved on it. And usually she introduces it by reminding me mostly, but also you, that it's a song I wrote for my ex-girlfriend.
I think she says at.
She does.
At your ex-girlfriend.
Which is accurate, too, I think. Anyway, because Melissa can't, it's a duet, and Melissa and I are making a duet, an album of duets currently. We're recording it now. But she can't sing, so...
I'm going to be his wife tonight.
Sarah's going to be my stand-in. Actually, Melissa's stand-in. I've been dreaming about this my whole life.
One day you're going to miss me. One day you're gonna wake up cold. Then you'll wish that you could kiss me. When you're old and you're alone, so cry if you want to. Yeah, you can come on now. But you gotta have a heart to have a broken heart. Thank you.
This next one's brand new for all of us. We rehearsed this today at soundcheck.
Yes, we did.
Oh, sorry, I already told the audience that. I think they heard. Okay. You're getting something special. Ad lib here. We're literally just... I should have a piece of tape.
because the rest ain't no good to me without my broken heart.
It's me again. Hi, Chicago. I actually play here a fair bit. Anytime I tour as a solo artist, I come through, so maybe this is assuming, but if you do want to see me again, be sure to friend me on Facebook or one of those fantastic networking sites. I'm going to sing you a song. I wrote this song in the early stages of dating a man. And he turned around and said he loved me, and I wasn't ready yet. It was very early, it was like the first week, so. I think that's reasonable, right? So yeah, and so I went home and wrote this song.
Thank you.
firstly, can I just say what an honor it is to be up here with Sarah. And for her to allow this to happen. And secondly, to say an incredible thank you to the band, the boys in the band, who are world-class players and playing on my songs marvelously. This is a song I wrote. I was visiting some family in the north of England. It was freezing cold. It was in the winter. It's usually cold just all year round, but particularly cold in the winter. And I was allowed to sneak into the Catholic church and use their upright piano, which was completely out of tune. But I was allowed to sneak in at night and use it, and I would play for hours. And never really came up with anything, except this one night I stumbled across this song that just kind of fell out of me. Here we go.
All I need is a bit of song to make me better. Much better. All I need to write is a bitter song to make me better. Much better.
Good to you. Don't tell me I have never been there.
door is open, come on outside. No, I can't come out today. It's not the wind that cracked your shoulder and threw you to the ground. Who's there that makes you so afraid? You're shaken to the bone. You know I don't understand. You deserve so much more than this. So don't tell me why it's never been good to you. Don't tell me why it's never been there for you. Don't you know that why it's simply not good enough? Also, just let me try, and I will be good to you. Just let me try, and I will be there for you. I'll show you why you're so much more than good
through some of my older records. And often people ask me to play songs from Touch and from Solace. And a lot of times it's really hard for me because I don't feel the same kind of attachment that I used to feel to them. And I can't sing the song unless I have some sort of attachment, is the best word to use for it. I have some kind of understanding of it and when it feels right and honest. And I think I'm just such a different person now that it is a little difficult, a lot of those songs, to go back to and sing. But the one I'm about to do for you, I brought it back because it makes perfect sense. It's one of those broken heart songs that, well, you know, I listened to it and it just had a whole new meaning for me. So here it is. Through the years I've grown to love you. I'm in the third row. Can you tell that I'm stoned?
That question is going down in history.
I think the other one was the one about, oh, do you sweat behind your knees?
Yeah.
That was an unusual.
You should sign that question and give it back.
pretty good fence. I'll get back to that one. yeah, here we go.
So you remember that you asked that question.
Have you written any songs for your children? And what do you sing to them? Thank you, a big fan. I've written little bits and pieces of songs for them. I can't manage to finish anything, but I'll give you a little sampling.
You are my sunshine, you're my baby girl. When you smile, brighten up my world. You captivate me, your heart's desire. You are loved, my babies. You are so loved.
That's as far as I've got.
Taj
the Explorer, yeah. I don't know how it goes. Taj
the Explorer, climbing the mountain tops, trying to reach higher, up to the stars. You can do anything that you set your mind to. You're strong and you're something.
It kind of sounds like a last one, just a lot faster. Someday I'll finish them. And I have a little thing that I always, this is a fun one because anybody can sing it. This is what I sing for Taja before she falls asleep. How does it go? Oh dear. Mama loves you, mama loves you, mama loves you, you love me too. There you go. Papa loves you, grandma loves you, and you know, uncles and brothers and sisters. And,
can you imagine Sarah being your mom, writing these songs?
You know, it's funny because my little one will let me do that, but I can't play piano in my house because when I start playing piano, I tend to go to, you know, the... Like, Mommy, don't play. She starts crying. Makes me sad. And then my oldest one is just like, oh, God, these all sound the same. I'm so sick of hearing this. they keep me real, that's for sure. Sarah, it's not usual for someone in the business so long to maintain the quality of her voice so well. What advice do you have for us singers for long-term vocal health? Oh, well, thank you.
Listening to that advice.
Don't get sick. You know what? You gotta take care of yourself. I don't smoke. I don't drink. Certainly on the road, hardly at all. Don't say anything. I know I have in the past, but lately I haven't been drinking anything. I take mushroom pills. I take echinacea. I take and not magic mushrooms. And tons of vitamin D. And yeah, echinacea throat spray and golden seal and you name it. We have this great thing in Canada called Cold Effects, and we went to 16 stores yesterday and discovered we don't sell it in the States, but it works like a hot damn. I think the NHL teams sort of took it on as their thing, and it really does work. French bikini string thong or granny pants. Depends on who's wearing them. I don't think I'd want to see my granny in a thong. I'm not sure if there was a question in there. So. What was the premise or story behind Forgiveness and Push? Both songs are opposite, so I'm interested in behind the story. Well, Push was for my ex-husband. Push was for my husband. Forgiveness was for my ex-husband. Kind of can't be clearer than that. No, someone asked me to sing Push the other night, and I just can't quite bring myself to do that. So, anyway.
Is that why you couldn't remember how to play it when they asked? You're like,
I actually can't. I've okay. Blocked it out completely. Now, that was Dirty Little Secret. Someone asked me what Dirty Little Secret was about and how to play it, and I literally blanked. Why were you here the other night? Because I said, can someone tell me what the lyrics are? I have a chance though. I would not hesitate. Really, I can't. But you know what? Oh, there's another song I started like that. And there's another theme. Boy, I'm giving myself up here. All my secrets. I used to be that artist or that singer who knew all the KFEL songs. When I watched TV, you know, those old KFEL records that. The commercials, I knew it, 8 bars of every song. Because that's all I ever heard. KTEL, you remember KTEL records? I'm aging myself. Okay, well, we talked a bit about forgiveness, and I want to clarify that a lot of these songs on this record are about my breakup and subsequently how I managed, and there was a lot of anger and pain and sadness, but there was also a lot of growth and excitement and change and hope. And this next one is not about that. It's very depressing. I feel that I feel I need to say something with it because I'm so happy. I'm really happy in my life. It took a while to get back to that place of feeling whole again, and I find it almost like euphoric to sing some of these songs, and particularly the depressing ones, because I'm so not there anymore. And it just feels really, really good. So.
Through the years we had it all.
you're my best friend. No, I'd do anything for you. My love, all or nothing come between us. Love for you is strong and true. Am I in heaven, you're on number. The crossroads I
for you. This is a little bit about mistaking love for lust and not quite wanting to let go of something that you know is really not particularly good for you. Because it's been a long dry spell. Thank you. Introduce the rest of my musicians to you. You briefly met Mr. Peter Stroud on electric and acoustic guitars. On keyboards, Vincent Jones. Tonight on guitars, one night only, Melissa McClellan. On bass and vocals, you've got Butterfly Boucher. On electric and acoustic guitars, Mr. Luke Doucette. And last but not least, on drums, the incredible Kurt Mascaro. A if I could ask all of you to help me thank my fantastic crew for making this whole show look and sound great and listening. And most importantly, though it's been said many times already tonight, I want to offer up one more heartfelt thank you to all of you for coming and choosing to spend your evening with us here tonight. We love what we do. We have a great passion for playing music with each other and for you. And it never stops being a thrill that we get to do this every night, that this is our job. And I'm so thankful that we still get to do it, that there is still an audience out there that appreciates live music. So thank you so much.
all your time away. What second chance for a break that would make it okay? There's always some reason to feel not good enough, and it's hard.
Thank you.
another new song. It's I write so many love songs for and about other people, and I thought I'd write one for myself. Part of the healing process. Part of becoming whole again. There's a tunnel that leads to the rivers of love. The walls make you bleed till you're white as a dove. Don't bother to bring all the baggage you cling to. The border will free you before you come through. The doorway cleanses, the darkness that
Everyone in the